If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
They were very religious, but then they brought in idols to the temple of the Lord God and led the people in worship, still doing what they did for God, but now for the idols. To the people, it probably still seemed just as religious, but it was an abomination to God.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friends, since the post-war time of the early baby boomers and the dictums of the infamous Dr. Spock, our society has more and more told our children in word and action that there are no consequences for their actions. Indulgence and permissiveness became the rule, not self-control and accountability. Love towards your children became defined by submitting to their demands, guided by their feelings, rather than guiding them to become the best they could be through discipline, leading to self-discipline. In other words, no consequences for bad behavior. In fact, there was no bad behavior, only different, which we must accept. Well, while Spock was for the most part debunked, the damage that he did to culture has been fairly permanent. Moreover, the great prosperity that we experience in our country tends to push any judgment back. There is seemingly no consequences for permissiveness. Treating others, especially your family, with care, concern, love, is not required to succeed. It seems that a loving marriage is not necessary. Divorces have no fault. In fact, why marry at all? But the truth is that Rome collapsed from the inside out, and our society that ignores the moral laws that God, our Creator, established will have consequences to pay as well. I know this all sounds pretty serious, but why don't you listen today on Wings of the Morning and hear about consequences, truth, and grace. Right now, Andre Crouch reminds us that one of the ways that can lead us wrong is distraction.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't you lose. is not gone.
Distraction.
He's trying to steal your very soul.
Look out!
Distraction. You know he's really not your friend. You'll be sorry if you hang with him.
Distraction.
Trying to get you off the track.
Distraction.
Trying to get you to turn your back.
Look out!
Distraction. Don't you listen, don't be fooled.
Of Dr. Spock was an atheistic, humanistic world that ignored the truth that God was God, and we were made in his image to bring glory to him. But in the Bible, the prophet Ezekiel told many different people that their actions did not honor God, and so they would experience consequences. And in chapter 44, he even talks to religious people. He says that God says, "The Levites who went far from me when Israel went astray and who wandered from me after their idols must bear the consequences of their sin. They may serve in my sanctuary, having charge of the gates of the temple and serving in it. But because they served in the presence of their idols and made the house of Israel fall into sin, they are not to come near to serve me as priests or come near any of my holy things or my most holy offerings. They must bear the shame of their detestable practices." So let me break it down for you. These priests were Levites that once served the Lord God and led the people in worship. They were very religious, but then they brought in idols to the temple of the Lord God and led the people in worship, still doing what they did for God, but now for the idols. To the people, it probably still seemed just as religious, but it was an abomination to God. And soon, it led to sexual immorality of all sorts. And the children were taken to be sacrificed to these gods. Truly detestable. Humans are tremendously religious, but feeling religious and following the Lord are two different things. May I say, two very different things. Even just doing the same religious activities like going to church, singing spiritual songs, listening to a preacher, praying, singing in the choirs, even studying the Bible, does not mean you are following the Lord. Submitting to God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength is what God desires. Are you really just doing religious things but worshiping idols, or are you following his word, submitting to him? Well, then, because these religious priests did what they did, there were consequences. And yes, even though they repented, they were not allowed to have the honor of serving the Lord as his priests. And yes, there was grace. They were allowed to serve him in other ways. When, even as religious people, we turn away from God, there is grace. Jesus, God incarnate, died to redeem us from sin, from all sin. Yet, there are consequences for all sin. If you are unfaithful to your spouse, you may repent and be forgiven, even by your mate, but the marriage will never be the same, even if there is a marriage left. If you lie to a friend or steal from your employer, they may forgive you, and God can forgive you and will forgive you if you confess and repent. But your friend may never trust you again, and you may still go to jail for your theft. With religion and your relationship with God, no one else but you and God may know how religious and yet how far away from God you are. But God knows. And if you search your heart, you know. That's why, even in the church, there is so much bad going on. Why so many people say, I don't want to go to church, there's too many hypocrites. People gossip, lie, hurt others, use foul language, even practice immorality, even some ministers. It is because they have brought in idols and turned away from God and his word. But even though there will be consequences, you can and should turn back to God, and you will find grace. He says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, don't buy into the lie that there are no consequences for turning away from God. Buy into the truth that there is sufficient grace to cover all your sin and help you through any consequence when you turn away from your sin and toward Jesus Christ, your Redeemer. So, why don't you pray with me right now? Dear Heavenly Father, pray with me. Could you help me search my heart and see what idols are there? Please cleanse me and help me come back to you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, why don't you call me, write me? You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 4663. Or you can reach me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in your new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.